so good. And I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. And you're a
broadcasting on 6260 kHz on the 49-meter band, this is Radio Valerie, returning to the airwaves after 1 year's absence. We are presenting a very special history program today, which was first broadcast on the 20th of October, 1974.
Whatever may come true, ahead for me and you, someday it all will be.
Guys and gals, my name is Mike Anderson, and we're presenting exclusively to this station the history of Irish Free Radio. And let's go, let's start the ball rolling, folks. First, Radio Santa Monica, a station that may not be too familiar to you, but Radio Santa Monica was the first Dublin free radio station, opening up in 1965 on 253 meters, 1183 kilohertz. It was the strongest medium wave pirate ever to take to the airwaves, using a half-wave dipole aerial. However, it only came on two or three times a year, would you believe, folks, on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. It was the first opportunity for Mick Wright to come on the air, who was later associated with the fabulously successful Radio Caroline Dublin, which we shall be mentioning later in our very special history program. Top 20 sounds were featured, such as Last Exit from Brooklyn by Gene Pitney, and Hey Mr. Tambourine Man. 2807s were used in parallel with push-pull modulation, folks, giving a power output of 80 watts. That's the history of Radio Santa Monica. Brings us to Radio Caroline Dublin, which started off as Radio Romeo in 1969 on 300 meters. That was in the summer of 1969. Transmissions began. It broadcast for the first 15 months with live programs on Tuesdays and Saturdays, the Saturday programs being at midnight featuring John Peters. Tuesday lunchtime programs ran from 12:30 until 1:30 with four programs of 15 minutes each with such DJs as Neddie C. Goon. For the first 6 months, power was 80 watts, DC input with anode and screen modulation. Then they moved to 227 meters medium wave with VFO control after a short period on 270 meters. After the first 9 months, there was an increase in power to 200 watts. The engineer tells us the rig had to be rebuilt three times to continuously improve presentation. Radio Romeo became Radio Caroline Dublin 15 months after initial broadcast began in 1969. Jive and Johnny Kay took over audio engineering with two new DJs, Mick Walker and Mick Wright. Number, folks, called Piltan Rides Again used to herald the start of Jive and Johnny K's shows on Radio Caroline Dublin. The schedule used to be Friday night for 2 hours plus Saturday night transmissions with Pat the DXer for 1 hour with DX tips interspersed with Chicago and The Who, believe it or not. First to go were Friday night broadcasts, and eventually transmissions were pruned back to include only Sunday afternoons. The station closed in August 1973 after reports had been received for the medium-wave transmissions of this station on 227 meters from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Holland, West Germany, Poland, Finland, and the Shetland Islands.
She is
1969 Dublin, folks, and now we move on to Radio AMO, which is spelled E-A-M-O. This station was first heard in Dublin from 1970 to 1971 on 300 meters medium wave and was quite regularly on the air from Saturday and Sunday mornings for 2 or 3 hours. The station had a power output of 20 watts and specialized in underground heavy sounds, especially Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. Way down inside, honey, you need it. I'm gonna give you my love.
Shake for me, yeah. I wanna be your man.
NASA began on the 29th of September 1970 on 197 meters, medium wave, 1525 kilohertz. Remember the name, folks, Radio Vanessa. Broadcasts were on Sunday afternoons from 12 until 1 o'clock, and the aerial used was a long wire. DJs featured on this station, Radio Vanessa, were Hungry Herbie, Robbie Dale, who had the theme Image. Alan Haven's Image, which was Robbie Dale's theme music. Also featured on the station were Edward Leroy and Aaron St. Jude, who later moved to Radio Melinda. Broadcasts of Radio Vanessa ceased in August 1971. The station is famous for trying to insert a death notice in national papers when RNI ceased transmissions. Radio Vanessa's theme tune, which opened all broadcasts, was Telstar by the Tornadoes. Okay, folks, that was Telstar, the theme tune of Radio Vanessa. Right now, next on our list, this special history of Irish Free Radio, which is coming to you on Radio Valerie's first anniversary show, is Radio Melinda, which began transmissions in August 1972 on 300 meters, 1,000 kilohertz, medium wave, and the station ended its days with a raid by the post office and police on December the 17th, that fateful day in 1972, which precipitated the first prosecution of a free radio station in this country. Transmissions were every night from 12:30 until 0300 hours in the morning, and on Sundays from 9 until 3:30 in the afternoon. The aerial was a long wire with the aerial tuning unit contained in a biscuit tin. The station made the first attempt to provide a community radio service, and DJs on this historic station were Aaron St. Jude, formerly of Radio Vanessa, Jimmy Lynch, Jimmy McCabe, Michael Lynch, and Richard Kearns. That's the history of Radio Melinda. Folks, that's Lieutenant Pigeon's Moldy Old Dough, a record that was featured quite regularly on the station we've just mentioned, Radio Melinda. I just want to tell you that we'll be playing some of the programs featured on these stations later on in the show, so don't go away, we've lots more stations to come. And also, of course, folks, the most important thing, we'll be giving you the history of Radio Valerie right from the start when we began transmissions on medium wave on 197 meters, so don't go away!
Indeed, friends, that was Mr. Mike Anderson giving you a rundown of some of the history of some of the most famous stations here in Dublin over the last few years. And my name is Derek Jones, and right now I'm going to be sitting here and I'm going to be giving you some sounds from those stations that Mike has been mentioning. The first station that I'm going to give you a listen to is a little snippet of a tape from Radio Melinda.
Another one of the long line of hits for the state. That was the one that was on Radio Melinda called... Mama, we're all crazy now, unfortunately. There's nothing we can do about it, actually. 28 minutes past 1 o'clock on Radio Melinda. And just before actually I came over here, when I just walked in, I started playing cards to see with Jimmy Lynch. I never play cards with him again because, my goodness me, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Lynch is a rotten fiddler, you see. My goodness me, where's everything down to here? Yeah. I was just saying that Jimmy Lynch is a rotten fiddler, you see, because we're playing a game of poker. And he's simply coming out with five aces. Five aces, Jimmy. You know what? Oh, 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 oh. circumstances here in Radio Melinda. Anyway, we're going to listen to the music of the Seashells and the Let's Go record show. Maybe I know that he's been achieved now. There was going to be something happening there in a minute ago. I was going to sort of say, Jimmy Lynch is a rotten fizzler, you see. Well, all I have to do was press the button, and if you like, just to see. There's never anything worse here for our St. Jude. It's just a pity. Anyway, music of the Seashells and Maybe I Know. Sorry about that, Jim. Now, this is Radio Melinda from Dublin. We are operating a free radio station from Dublin today. Why don't you tell all your friends about it and have them listen in to us? Radio Melinda on the air every Sunday from 12 to 3. Lots of good music for you. This is like taken from the pop history of early Clapton, completing the series released by Polydor. This is Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. Queen, what a tremendous record. Derek and the Dominoes and Layla. And just looking at the record now, I see it was released way back in 1970. And it's only been a hit now. What a shame. But anyway, it was a hit anyway. I'd like to send greetings now out to Derek Jones and Michael Anderson. Hope you got home all right, lads. And you put down the line. Hope it wasn't too much for my job, too. Might see you during the week anyway, John, which I shall bring you. And I'll play a record for you now, actually. My Ross Stewart is formed on the Ross album, Radio Melinda, and this is called You Wear It Well.
Yes, indeed, friends, that's the sound of Mr. Ron St. Jude. They're sitting behind the microphone in the studios of Radio Melinda. Take it from me, friends, you don't hear anything like that now. And unfortunately, that station was raided and everything taken, of course, on the 17th of December, 1972. What a day! And I remember it well because I had tuned into Radio Melinda and there was nothing there. And I said, my goodness, there must be something wrong. And of course, I got word then from Ron St. Jude that everything had been taken. And you may remember that if you were lucky enough to be listening to Aaron St. Jude playing the records on that desperate day, you will remember that he was playing something about Donovan. He was playing a record by Donovan, and the words came along, sunshine, something stepped right through my window, and just then the police all came tumbling down the stairs, and well, you can guess right there just what happened. Anyway, Radio Melinda, that was a clip from Aaron St. Jude there, and right now we're going to move on with some more sounds from these famous radio stations that have been going over the last few years, and of course, don't forget to stay tuned for the complete history of Radio Valerie. But wait till we see now what we've got next for you in line on tape.
That's the lovely sound from Miss Olivia Newton John. I should say the sound of the lovely Miss Olivia Newton John. The only number written by George Harrison, and it's called What Is Life? And she keeps on asking that question, what is life? Well, baby, you want to know what is life? Life is you, the music, and the John Peter Show on Radio Caroline. This is Johnny Nash. Stir it up. Stir it up and fish it up. It's a goodie sound that's going down like this.
There you go, friends. That's the sound of Mr. John Peters, one of the DJs, top DJs on Radio Caroline Dublin, which went over the airwaves on 227 meters in the medium wave band. And just like to say that sorry for the very small bit of tape there, but that's the only recording we have got hold of here from Radio Caroline Dublin. And right now, we're going to move on, and I'm going to give you a little bit of the history of Radio Dublin, friends.
We'll be right back. from Public Entry. This is called Ode to Billy Joe.
First test of Radio Dublin were in 1965 as Radio 217. As Radio 217 with a few watts output, it only came on the air very infrequently on Sundays around noon. Various tests were continued in 1966, 67 and 68, but the station really came famous in 1969. Before that, the station was known as Radio Ballyoclea with 15 watts output on 217 meters. Before the build-up to full transmissions in 1969, the station was drawing 80 milliamps at 350 watts. With the change of location, the station moved to its regular slot of 253 meters, the theme of which was Bula Bula. Drifter Sound there with the famous theme tune from Radio Dublin called Bula Bula. The shows from Radio Dublin went from 12 o'clock noon through till 14:30 hours, presented by Prince Terry and Mark T. And transmissions from this station ended on October 1972. The station has been heard quite regular since then after a break in transmissions, both as Radio Dublin on 253 meters medium wave, and more sporadically as Radio Scorpio on 6340 kilohertz in the shortwave 49 meter band.
I'm doing the track work all over. Jimi Hendrix. Purple Haze. Thank you very much, Stevie, as I said. And to service, please don't turn off because this is the Mark T Show.
Yes, indeed, friends, the voices there of Prince Terry and Mark T as they were heard over the airwaves on the Big D Radio Dublin in summer 1972.
This is Radio Vanessa on 196 meters medium wave with a test transmission. We would appreciate reception reports and comments, which should be sent to us at Department 4, D-I-R-M, 8, Bristol Tower Gate, Kemptown, spelled K-E-M-T-T-O-W-N, Kemptown, in Brighton. And that last record was in condition 1. We were playing that in condition 1. We have two
records on that. We will call this section B, and this is going to be live. It's a lot of fun here, and this is AR Nick. I'm at a radio notepad. Hope people are listening in, and I will love to report from you. It only takes very telephonic, but I hope there's some sort of improvement. And I just about to put on a little bit of program for metal, and just starting to sort of get a general idea, general impression. What is this? You will give me the report, and we just continue on and play the music on a different system. So this is Eggman from The Kinks.
Okay, friends, there you had two snippets. That was, first of all, Mr. Kenneth Edwards, and one of the announcements there from Radio Vanessa, 196 meters. And then that was a snip from RND, Radio North Dublin, on 217 meters in the medium wave band. And I would just like to play a record now that I would like to dedicate to everyone who worked on Radio North Dublin. And I remember tuning in one Sunday when the signal was loud and clear, and this is what I heard.
Thank you. Champions cable. Taking my money with it. And I'll be all the noon again. For about 6 or maybe 7.
Sure. Sky must be a bit of fun here, never mind that. This goes out to, what can we see? It goes out to Ernie, Ken and Owen on the knife. The knife chip will show me the batteries in Perineo. Also Derek of Capital Radio, I think. And Dermot Cullen, is it? Cullerton, who is supposed to, what's the deal? Something else. And the lad is at the end of the top of the road. Well, there you go anyway, there's quite a few listening this morning, that was very nice. This is for you and I hope you like it. Yes, you're listening to the Tuesday Show with a Difference. I love the time that difference.
Well, friends, there you go. That's the sound of Prince Terry on Radio Dublin, 253 metres in the medium wave band in shortwave from 1974. That's this year, friends. About 3 months ago, one of those sporadic transmissions that did come from Radio Dublin. Right now, at this point in time, I'd like to tell you that you're listening to the special history programme being presented here on Radio Valerie. Just like to tell you that this is Radio Valerie on 6260 kilohertz. Broadcasting to you in the 49-meter shortwave band after 1 year's absence. If you wish to write into this station, the address is as follows. It is Box 820, that's Box 820, 820, 22, that's 2222 Caldershaw Road, spelled ColdershaW. That's 22 Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, WESTEALING, West Ealing, London, W139DX.
Actually, it should be 20 radio off now because the time is exactly 11 minutes past 2 p.m.
Like the fool standing in the road. Yes, the message for the new lawyers. I called up to Radio Galaxy last night, Edward, and unfortunately, Mr. Galaxy wasn't at home. What a pity. So I've got no news for you, you think? This is Radio Melinda. Radio Melinda, a free radio station, transmitting with the power of 100 watts from Dublin City. We are on 300 meters, 1,000 kilohertz. We are Dublin's newest and most successful radio station. And that's we are our name for the future, Radio Melinda. We're quite an independent radio movement, publishes a very interesting and informative magazine called Newsways every 2 months. This magazine contains many articles about...
There you go, friends. There's another snip from Radio Melinda with Alan St. Jude there behind the microphone talking about Radio Galaxy. And just like to tell you about Radio Galaxy. Radio Galaxy began in 1969 on 200 meters medium wave with Sunday transmissions from 1 to 2 p.m. It was the station of the stars and broadcast, broadcasted light entertainment to Dublin listeners. The aerial was a long wire connected to a TV aerial and the output was 30 watts. The last program from Radio Galaxy went out in September 1972, just as the last program from Radio Valerie did when Radio Valerie was on medium wave. Right now, friends, we come to the history of Radio Jacqueline and, of course, Radio Channel 70. Radio Jacqueline began transmissions in 1966 on 217 meters with 20 watts output using a long wire aerial. Transmissions were from a basement with its distinctive soul sounds on Saturdays. The name was changed to Channel 66 for a few weeks and transmissions were also from the basement. The station began its famous dynamic broadcast as Channel 70 on Saturday nights, and with transmissions to Europe from 12 midnight, and the station used a quarter wave aerial, and the engineer of the rival Radio Caroline Dublin stated it was the most perfect medium wave aerial ever constructed, and that was a bit about Channel 70, and I think they were one of the most famous stations ever to come on the airwaves in Dublin. And of course the other station which was really famous was Radio Melinda, of course, which had been raided, but unfortunately they first put up their first attempt for community radio, Radio Melinda, and of course Channel 70, well, not being rated, but just went off the air, one of the very, very good stations that was on, and on that station also we had Kenneth Edwards and Mark T, who of course went to Radio Dublin.
This is Radio Valerie on 6260 kHz in the 49-meter band in shortwave. Today, October the 19th, 1975, we return to the airwaves after 1 year's absence. Here is the mailing address of this station. It is as follows. It is Box 820, that's Box 82022, that's 2222, Caldershaw Road, spelt C-O-L-D-E-R-S-H-A-W. Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, W-E-S-T-E-A-L-I-N-G. West Ealing, London, W139DX, and that's in England. And today we are rerunning a very special history program which originally went out on the 20th of October 1974. And that was the last transmission from Radio Valerie. But today, the 19th of October, 75, we return to the airwaves, and we are going to continue now with the history of our very own station, Radio Valerie, right from the beginning when we started on 197 metres in the medium wave band in
1972. So good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her love.
Let me tell you, friends, that my name is Derek Jones, and I must say that doing this program really brings back some great memories for me. And right now I'm going to start giving you the history, I would call it, of Radio Valerie. We started in July 1972. In fact, the first program on Radio Valerie on 196 meters in the medium wave band went out on Sunday, July 23rd, 1972, with two programs lasting half an hour each. Yours truly, Derek Jones, and of course Mike Anderson. Half an hour each. The programs went from 12 o'clock noon through till 1300 hours. And the first program was Derek Jones, and the second program was the Mike Anderson Pop Explosion. I'd just like to tell you for your information, friends, that at the end of that program, we had a report from the Big D, Radio Dublin, on 253 metres. In fact, we held a CQ at that station, and they gave us a report of what reception was like. Now, I have picked out some music, some records that we did play on the very first programme, so why not let's get the ball rolling once again on this very special day and spin one of the records that brings back a real good memory for me, and I'll tell you about it just as soon as we hear this.
On your own, far away from home, there doesn't seem to be a friend when you're alone. People stare, you wonder if they care, so you turn your back on someone with love to share. Try to see, it's gotta be, loving one another is the only possibility. So when you're down
and losing ground. Don't get the big luck at the sound. Hey, stop, stop, let's go down. Somebody wants to love you. Stop, stop, and turn around. Somebody wants to love you. Somebody wants to love you.
Partridge Family and a record called Somebody Wants to Love You, and the memory that brings back to me is like this. You see, the first program that went out, yours truly happened to play that record on the very, very first program, which lasted just for a half an hour. And of course, we did not know what reception was like, so we ran to the nearest telephone. The program went out on tape, of course, so Mike Anderson and myself, we ran to the nearest telephone, and we rang up a friend of Mike Anderson's, namely Roger Caird. And hello, Roger, if you're listening, and I hope you are enjoying the program. I'd just like to tell you what happened on that day. We rang up, and Roger tuned in on his set, and of course, Mike Anderson said to him, "Can you hear anything coming out in 196? And he went up and he says, "No, I can't. I can only hear some group singing, Stop, Stop, Turn Around." And Mike says to me, "Oh, he can't hear anything. There's some other station on our frequency." Of course, not realizing that that was the Partridge Family. And I said, "You fool," I said, "that's us, all right. Can you hear it? Good." Reception was bombing it loud and clear. And that was one of the very first experiences I had of a reception report in Radio Valley. And I must say, that record does bring back some really good memories for me. And I remember Alan St. Jude arriving down that day as, well, he didn't go on the station that day, but Alan St. Jude did do programs on Radio Valerie before he moved to Radio Melinda when Radio Valerie closed down. And when the programs first started, there was Mike Anderson and myself, Derek Jones, and then we had Alan St. Jude presenting a program called Arno on the Airwaves, and then we had Mr. Edward Lee Roy coming along doing his program. So we had four DJs on the program, and transmissions then went on to from 12 o'clock through till 3 in the afternoon. But let me play another record first that brings back some good memories for me, all right?
Thank you.
indeed, the reprise there of Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, as played on Radio Valerie on Sunday, July 23rd, 1972. And I'll tell you why that brings back a memory for me. I'll tell you what it was. You see, July 23rd was the first program that went out, and it just so happened that the next day, which was a Monday, friends, was Mike Anderson's birthday, you see. Mike Anderson arrived a half an hour before the program was due to start, and he hadn't recorded his program. Would you believe it, friends? And I said, here's the present for you, here's Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And when we were recording the program, he said, why don't we play a bit of it? So he did indeed play some of that record, and I remember, madly, about 10 minutes before the program was due to start, he was still recording his program, and I was saying, Mike, you better hurry up, because we're due to start in 10 minutes' time. And indeed, he did get the whole program recorded, and I'll tell you, what did he follow up Sergeant Pepper with? Guess what? It was this one. Indeed, he equals there, baby, come back. And wow, when I think of all the things we did in those days, it was really super, friends. Believe it or not, I never enjoyed myself more. Those were the best days, even though it only went from the middle of July down until the beginning of October, the end of September, the beginning of October. And I believe you, me, friends, I never enjoyed myself more because I really, really had a good time. And of course, Mike Anderson enjoyed himself. We had people coming and going. And of course, we had all sorts of people in the studio where Prince Terry arrived, and of course, Mark T from the Big D arrived also, me Darren St. Jude, and Mr. Ken Edwards, and of course, the engineer from Radio Caroline Dublin, Bill, he arrived over here to tell us what we were doing wrong, what we were doing right, and I must say, it wasn't the best station that was going. Power output of 30 watts on the medium wave band, and a straight line aerial about 100 feet long, but it was heard over Dublin City, friends, and we did receive some letters and reception reports for those transmissions, and of course, we got reception reports from all our friends, and we really made the best out of it, friends. It didn't last very long, but it was the beginning, and of course, Radio Valerie then moved on to shortwave. But let me just tell you that the following Sunday, after the first program, the second program was on July 30th, and we went on from 12:15 through till 2:30, and the two programs were also on tape, and we played music like this.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one. someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only maybe.
Those days were really great, and that was Glen Campbell and It's Only Make-Believe. Listen, friends, I'd just like to tell you that the music I used for themes the program went like this. Was to be a bank holiday week, and we decided here on Radio Valerie that we would present a bank holiday special, and indeed we did. So, as the Big D Radio Dublin was going out in 253 on August the 6th, we decided that Radio Valerie would not go on that day, but we would postpone our program until the bank holiday Monday, August the 7th. So, on August 6th, which is Sunday, myself and Mike Anderson and Alan St. Jude, we went out to visit the Big D. What a really good time we had. And, of course, there was Mark D and Prince Terry, and we arrived just as the program was in full swing. Prince Terry there, screaming his head off, playing all those lovely, heavy, progressive sounds. And Mark T then arrived, and, of course, one of the records he played that very nice day, which I really enjoyed myself, had a super time. One of the records he played was this one.
I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? hello. I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the sky to make the queen of the angels fly? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your bed. The horse is so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain sweet, I feel strong.
Indeed, friends, the Doors, and hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name, and indeed, too, on August the 7th, we did present a very special bank holiday program, and it started at 12 o'clock noon and went through until 4:15 in the afternoon. That was the first program that went out of the air, Arno on the Airwaves, and I must say, Arno, I really enjoyed that program, and right now I'm going to spin two in a row. You may remember playing these, remember it's 2 years ago, and I don't know whether you do remember them, but it just so happens that one of them is the Beatles.
you go. I don't know whether you remember playing those two tracks in that from the album Yellow Submarine. The first one was called Hey Bulldog, and the second one was Pepperland. Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, that's two records that we played on the program on the 7th of August, 1972. And I remember that when Arno had finished his program, he was leaving, and I decided that I would walk up away, a bit of the way with Arno, and we had a tranny with us, and we were listening to Mike Anderson blasting his mind away, and then suddenly there was silence, because I think he was having a bit of trouble. He had promised to play something from the album Glory Gallagher Live in Europe, and I think he was having difficulty playing, queuing it up, you know, the track he was going to play. So Mike, I don't know whether you remember, but I remember when I came back, you were in the shambles, you were going around biting your nails off. And, well, do you know the track you were trying to play? Well, let me refresh your memory for you.
Well, did you ever wake up with that blues bus on your body? Well, did you ever wake up with that blues bus on your body? You're having to laugh and you're having to keep on dying.
Yes, Mike, I think you had the Bullfrog Blues after you played that record, because when I came back, boy, were you a wreck. And just going back there, looking at a bit of paper I have here with the names of the songs written down, friends. Here's another one that Arno did play in the program that day.
Hey, Joe, get a look at that. Ah, those teenagers. They'll drive anything.
Yeah.
beat Alice Cooper in School's Out. Boy, Arno, did you really whack that record?
Don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you get close, you're about to start. And then you got lost and ripped off the start. You got to stay, cause you're a broken day. The television man is crazy. Same with you, but I'll be liquid red.
From Summer 72, that's the sound of Mott the Hoople and a record written by David Bowie called All the Young Dudes, broadcasting on 6260 kHz on the 49 meter band. This is Radio Valerie from Dublin, Ireland. Our new postal address is Radio Valerie, Box 820, 22 Caldershaw Road, spelled Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, London, W13 9DX. And by the way, if you wrote last year and you did not receive a reply from Radio Valerie, this was due to a mix-up at our last address. So we've got a new address for you, so please do write again to Radio Valerie, Box 820, 22 Caldershaw Road, West Ealing, London.